This is Economy Watch, what you need to know about New Zealand's economic life today. Brought to you by interest.co.nz.
Kia ora, and welcome to Friday's Economy Watch, where we follow the economic events and trends that affect New Zealand. I'm David Chaston, and this is the international edition from interest.co.nz. Today we lead with news the unexpected revision upward to the China virus data has markets stepping back and reassessing their views. But first, inflation is rising in the US, now up to 2.5% in the year to January, with core inflation up to 2.3%. Today's CPI rise was driven by petrol, which was up almost 13%, rent, which was up 3.3%, and medical care up 5.1%. And these price rises are wiping out all the rising wage gains the Americans are fond of talking about. And the American budget deficit is inflating fast too. In the year to January, the federal budget deficit rose to $1.06 trillion, and borrowing rose even faster to $1.1 trillion in the past year. Both were worse than the December result by some margin, and both exceeded the deficits the previous administration left by an 80% larger deficit and a 60% higher borrowing. And that is quite remarkable because the prior administration had to deal with the GFC, and this one was gifted a rising economy. And across the Atlantic, the UK is about to go on a major deficit spending spree without matching tax income. And here's a message from our friends at Hatch. The foundation of sound investing is all about the ability to minimize risk by spreading the investments across sectors, industries, and companies. Exchange-traded funds that track market indexes like the S&P 500 offer everyday investors like you the benefit of diverse holdings in the largest 500 companies listed on the stock exchanges in the US. Hatch gives you access to more than 500 ETFs, from BlackRock's Megatrend ETFs to Vanguard's Total Stock Market Index Fund. Visit hatch.as/investing to easily diversify your portfolio. In China, there was a huge revision of the number of COVID-19 virus infections, up from 45,200 previously to now 60,400. And the death toll has also been revised higher from 1,115 to 1,370. The risks to their economy are magnifying. Even before the emergency, trade was going off the boil. Preliminary data shows that car sales tumbled 18% in January from a year earlier and are expected to drop more than 30% in February. Meanwhile, sales of electric cars plunged more than 50% in January, down for a seventh consecutive month. And the virus emergency is pushing Chinese commerce even more firmly online, and that will have a lasting impact. Housing sales are taking a back seat, and developer stress will become extreme soon with large financial consequences. And one will be for the New Zealand log trade. And here's another message, this time to let you know that we're working with the folks at calculate.co.nz to bring you an expanded range of uniquely helpful high-quality calculators. Visit interest.co.nz/calculators regularly, as we are adding new ones often. And equity markets are in the red everywhere today. The S&P 500 is the latest to slip lower after some sizable falls in Europe, first triggered by the China data revision and then by the UK government ructions. The FTSE fell more than 1% and by far the largest decline by global markets. Shanghai was down 0.7% yesterday, Hong Kong by 0.3%, and Tokyo fell 0.1%. The ASX 200 was a rare gainer, up 0.2%. The US Treasury 10-year yield is now just on 1.61% and similar to this time yesterday. And gold has risen again today, up by another $7 to $1,577 an ounce. US oil prices have made another small gain today and now at just over $51.50 a barrel, and the Brent benchmark has also firmed at just under $56.50 a barrel. But demand for oil is now expected to shrink for the first time in more than 10 years as the impact of the Chinese virus spreads. The Kiwi dollar will start today softer at just on 64.4 US cents. On the cross rates have also dipped to 95.7 Australian cents. And against the euro, we're unchanged at 59.4 euro cents. That has our trade weighted index at just on 70.2. Bitcoin is still over $10,000 and now $10,196, which is a 2% fall in a day. You can find links to the articles mentioned today in our show notes. Get more news affecting the economy in New Zealand from interest.co.nz and subscribe to receive this podcast in your favourite podcast app. We're on Apple Podcasts, we're on Google Podcasts, we're also on Spotify, or you can subscribe on our website. Tell your friends and leave us a review. We welcome feedback. I'm David Chaston, and we'll do this again on Monday.